Jesus' baptism. Paul wrote in their exodus from Egypt, Israel were baptized into Moses as they passed through the Red Sea under the cloud. That is, brethren, they were immersed and washed in Moses' testament. 40 years later, Moses and all the men of war who came out of Egypt had died, and a new generation of Israelites born in the wilderness, prepared to pass over the River Jordan under the anointing of Joshua, whose name means the existing one's salvation. On the 10th day of the first month, as the Jordan overflowed in the time of harvest, the Levite priests carrying the Ark of the Covenant entered the Jordan. And as their feet touched the river, the waters above them were cut off and backed up, and the waters below them ran dry. And so the Levites and the Ark of God's Testament remained in the midst of the river, until Israel's tribes passed over into a land of seven nations. To memorialize the event, Joshua had one man from each of the 12 tribes take a stone from the midst of the Jordan and stack them in a heap at the place they first camped in the land of Canaan. Further, Joshua laid 12 more stones at the feet of the Levites, whose stones were covered when the Jordan returned to its normal flow. They named this camp, brethren, Gilgal, as it was here all of those men born in the wilderness were circumcised and Egypt's shame removed. On the 14th day, Israel kept the Passover and after waved the first green shoots of the harvest in the promised land. In Joshua's witness lay the tenets of the water, the blood, and the spirit that underpinned Jesus' baptism and entry into the kingdom of heaven. Testaments, the Apostle John said, on earth agree in one, and points you to the sixth plague in the book of Revelation, where the Euphrates dries up as the kings of the east prepare to cross, and Jesus' testimony is cleansed. I ask you all now, as Joshua did then, to humble your heart, brethren, and lift up Jesus' ark and the witness of his 12 apostles above that of our own understanding. Some hundreds of years later at Gilgal, all of Israel gathered to witness Samuel, both prophet and priest, anoint Saul king of Israel, to which rebellion and delusion God Almighty consented, but of which moment he later said, there at Gilgal I hated them. And so after the reign of King David and Solomon, Israel was divided into two parts, the 10 tribes of the northern house called Israel, and the 2 tribes of the southern house, Judah and Benjamin. And in the house of Israel first grew that idolatry Jeroboam planted in the bulls of Bashan, that cut off God's testimony and in time consumed both houses. Yet in the days the house of Israel bowed to the gods of the nations about them, God sent Elijah to turn the hearts of his children back to him. Elijah's name means God is the existing one, and through great famine and plague brought his people upon their knees to Mount Carmel. 2 asked of them a question at the mouth of Elijah, who asked Israel to decide in their minds that day, if the Lord is God, then follow him, but if Baal, follow him. And had the 450 prophets of Baal set up their sacrifice and call upon Baal's name to accept it by fire. But when after many hours, brethren, their gods did not answer them, and having cut themselves to place their own blood upon the altar, Elijah in the evening begged the tribes to come near. Then Elijah repaired the altar Baal's prophets had trampled and took 12 stones according to the number of the tribes God said, Israel shall be thy name. And placing those stones in their order, built an altar in the name of the existing one and placed the wood in its place upon the stones, and the flesh offering in its order upon the wood, and dug a trench about the stones and had them pour 4 barrels of water over the sacrifice 3 times. And like Joshua's stones, the water ran over them and filled the trench. Then Elijah prayed, hear me, O Lord, that this people may know that you are the Lord God and that you have turned their heart back again, and that this fire consumed and accepted the 12 stones, the wood, the flesh and the water. And this, brethren in kind, is the same altar Jesus had the Apostle Peter lay at Pentecost in the season of first fruits. And I will come to this shortly, but point you now to New Jerusalem in the book of Revelation, not to Jerusalem upon this earth, nor to those who wait here in error for Jesus' return, but to heaven's Jerusalem, built upon 12 stones, and within its four walls 12 gates, and in them, like Elijah's stones, the names of the angels of 12 tribes, whose angels testify of Jesus, whose name means the salvation of the existing one. For this Son, as Isaiah revealed, is the everlasting Father. Now in the days of the existing one, salvation became flesh, came the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare you the way of the Lord, make straight his way. And John, whose name means the existing one, has graced, preached the baptism of repentance for the remission of men's sins. And while men came and confessed their sins, Jesus, who was without sin, came also to the river Jordan and commanded John to baptize him with water to fulfill all righteousness. And as he came up out of the water, the Spirit descended upon Jesus as a dove, and a voice from heaven accepted him, saying, you are my Son, in whom I am well pleased. For as it is written, because I could swear by no greater, I swear by myself. Later, Jesus, in the season of the Passover, was accused by the religious and sentenced to death by Pilate, who nailed him to a cross and killed him. And in this, Jesus fulfilled the tenets of Passover, redemption, and atonement, which statutes, brethren, commanded the sacrifice was washed before it was slain, and that its blood once placed upon the mercy seat, the glory of God appeared. And of these things Jesus said, Moses wrote of me. Jesus too fulfilled the prophets like Elijah, who washed the sacrifice with water, laid it upon the wood, and offered it up upon the 12 stones in the name of the existing one, whose name is Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. There are three brethren that testify upon the earth, the water, the blood, and the Spirit, and these three agree in one. Amen. And so we come to Pentecost and the Feast of First Fruits, which first fruits we see in the book of Revelation as 12 tribes sealed upon their foreheads with the Father's name. For it is here at Pentecost the Apostle Peter, commanded by Jesus to baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, fulfilled that command when he baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. It is here Peter, given the keys to the kingdom of heaven, declared Jesus is both Lord and Christ. That is, Jesus is both the existing one and anointed one. Then Peter said to them, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Here now, the water, the blood, and the Spirit agree in one. Here, brethren, the waters of repentance, the blood of remission, and the Spirit of truth agree. And if we accept their witness, then what Peter bound on earth is sealed in heaven. I pray you understand, brethren, Jesus has laid all of these stones in their place. For if we reject one part, then we reject all. And if we deem water baptism unnecessary for our salvation, then we oppose Jesus, his apostles, prophets, and law. And if our creeds, like the Trinity or Jehovah's Witness teachings, deny Jesus as both Lord and Christ, then we are as those antichrist, the Apostle John said, deny Jesus Christ as both the Father and Son. And in this and other things besides, the Messiah's sacrifice is cut off, and the abomination of our churches placed upon his altar make us desolate. I pray with all my soul this is not the case in you. I pray you hear the beloved Apostle Paul, who taught, in the waters of repentance our old man is put to death in Christ, and that those who die in Christ shall rise in Christ. I pray you hear the witnesses of Joshua, Elijah, John the Baptist, and Peter, for they all stand in heaven now. I pray you humble yourself to Jesus' testimony of himself. I pray he repairs in you the altar men have cast down and restores in you all that the locusts have eaten. I pray you repent and are baptized into Jesus Christ, the Lord God Almighty, who was and who is and who is to come. Glory, glory, amen.